You know, it's funny. I feel like whenever I do an evening run in Forest Park, I'll be running down Lindell, approaching the History Museum, and I just see all of these people, and they've got lawn chairs, and some people have parked and are walking to their picnic spot. Others have, you know, maybe their food out, and they've got a blanket or maybe a glass of wine, and they're just hanging out, and it looks so much fun. And it is the Twilight Thursdays that's hosted by the Missouri History Museum. And joining us now to give us some more information about the Twilight Thursdays that I always see in passing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go to these concerts, is Sam Moore. He's the Managing Director of Public History for the Missouri History Museum. Sam, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, and it's Twilight Thursday season.
It is. It is. And like you said, you've already had a couple in the books. A little sketchy with the rain, like, okay, we need to know if we're going to call it or not.
Yes, but it's worked out every time.
Incredible.
And today it is going to be warm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little muggy, but we are on for Twilight Thursdays tonight. And dry.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be a great night.
I feel like, how long has Twilight Thursdays been going on?
Oh gosh, at this point, decades, right?
Yeah.
This has really become an institution in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. It's big family reunion, big kind of church picnic, big class reunion, and we think really one of the best concert series in St. Louis.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it happens right there in the North Lawn, which I drive mm-hmm. down Lindell a lot, and we'll see people out in their lawn chairs and stuff. I go, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. I should do that.
And they start showing up early, right?
Yeah.
So I got to work
they
this morning at about 8:15, and there were lawn chairs in place
what?
In front of the fence. Oh, yes.
Are you serious?
Oh,
that's
yes.
awesome.
People take Twilight Thursdays seriously. So
are they hanging out, or they just declare their space?
They declare their space,
oh,
and usually we'll
dibs.
See people. We'll see people hanging out mm-hmm. by mid afternoon, certainly,
okay.
kind of getting set, picnics out, blankets out. And what we're really excited about this year mm-hmm. is our North Plaza has never looked better. We did a major renovation of it last year. And just recently, our friends Ed and Margie Emo signed on to sponsor that plaza. So it's now the Edward and Margaret Emo Family Plaza at the Missouri History Museum.
Oh, excellent. It is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
It's so pretty. I mean, I remember, like I said, I'm in Forest Park every day and seeing when they started working on it and the fences went
yep.
up. And then the fences come down like a big reveal. Like a makeover.
Like, oh, that's what was
it's
behind
gorgeous.
There.
Yeah.
yeah. No, it turned out really, really well. It's more accessible than ever. We took care of some cracked concrete that had mm-hmm. become an issue, and it's just the perfect setting for things like Twilight Thursday, for festivals we have throughout the year, and just for you when you're running through the park.
So you've got the free concerts that happen there. How do you decide who is going to play? Is it do people reach out to you and say, we want to get in there?
They sure do.
Yeah.
So this is, and we do Twilight Thursdays in May and September, on Thursday nights in May, Thursday nights in September. So we've got 8 concerts a year if we don't have any rainouts, right? And so we are constantly getting inquiries from bands. We work with some great partners who kind of devise acts for us. So last week, we had a tribute to Gladys Knight and the Pips. Tonight, we've got the Cameo Anthology. Mm-hmm. In a couple of weeks, we've got a tribute to Frankie Beverly and some others. So there is never a shortage of acts, and St. Louis is such a great place to be doing this because this is a music city through and through.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun. As a note, since you brought up the May 22nd tribute to Frankie Beverly, they're encouraging people to wear all white.
Bring it on.
To honor
absolutely.
Honor the legendary soul singer, which is kind of fun.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a really, really fun night.
Yeah.
All right. So also, you have food trucks.
We have food trucks.
And you can bring food, too, if you want to. You can have your own picnic
you
out
certainly
on
can.
The lawn. Is there a big lineup of food trucks? You just have a few? How does it
Big lineup of food trucks. So if you're familiar with the History Museum, you know we have 2 kind of side parking lots, and we fill one of those entirely with food. So it changes every single week. There's delicious bites. You can certainly have a full dinner there. You can get some ice cream there. Our friends at Clementine's join us each week. And then also grab a drink of whatever persuasion you're interested in. We've got you covered through the food trucks and the drink trucks.
And it probably goes without saying, but just as a reminder, it's free. You don't have to buy tickets.
It is free.
You get to hang out, show up, listen to some great music. I think it's always fun because it's such a great family-friendly event. I'll see like the older people, the parents, you know, sitting in their lawn chairs, talking, having a drink, and kids are running around and playing. It it's such a fun community event.
Could not agree more. I think, you know, it's one of the, we think, the best concert series in St. Louis. It's certainly one of the most diverse crowds you'll see in St. Louis, and free, right? St. Louis is an incredibly generous place. It means we're free at the Missouri History Museum. It means so many of our programs are free. It means Twilight Thursday's concerts are free as well.
And you can bring your pet.
And you can bring your pet. Yes. Now, what I'll say is there are a lot of feet. There are a lot of people. We'll see 5,000 people there.
Yeah.
Right.
Be careful with your pet.
Be wary of that. But certainly furry friends are welcome.
And then what about the museum itself? Like, when, how long is it open if people want to come and visit before the concert? And
sure. So we are open. We are open every Thursday night throughout the year until 8 o'clock in the evening. And that's right about the time that Twilight Thursdays wrap up each week. So we're open during the concert. You can come in, cool off. We've got clean restrooms in there. And then also we've got things like our World's Fair exhibit that just welcomed its 200,000th visitor. And it's only been open for a year. We've got our new collected exhibit that shares more of our collections, fascinating pieces, some of which have never been on display. You can visit the Sold on St. Louis gift shop, too. So all of that is accessible and available during the concert.
Is the World's Fair exhibit permanent?
It is permanent.
Okay.
Yep, that'll be around for a long time.
Well, but the dress that Judy Garland wore when she sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, is that permanent or is that traveling?
That is going to, that comes back each holiday season.
Okay.
So we only had it around the holidays. And actually, I just made a little bit of news. We haven't announced that it's coming back holiday season, but it is.
Oh, the Judy Garland dress is coming back.
That's when I went. I went before Christmas and I wanted to see the Judy Garland dress. So I went literally just for the Judy Garland dress.
Perfect.
And then, of course, I stayed there for like 2 hours. But
that's
I went,
how we get you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You get us in with Judy. Love Judy. You get us in with Judy. And then, but I went before Christmas, and I say that because that gift shop is insane.
Oh, excellent.
Because it's like, it's yes, it's history museum stuff as well, but it's local artists.
It is.
I bought my mom, not even, I was so excited. They had a shirt there with the old school Famous Bar logo on it. I bought
my mom
a Famous Bar t-shirt for Christmas, and I was so excited. They have stickers and cups and jewelry and clothes. You know, t-shirts are really nice clothes, you know, like a higher-end, like, fashion piece.
Mm-hmm.
The gift shop's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm glad you got the Famous Bar shirt. One of my favorite shirts from the shop is a Venture shirt with the black and white logo.
Venture shirt.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I love Venture.
And I get comments on that every time I wear it. No, so we relaunched that a year and a half ago on St. Louis's birthday and just leaned into this idea that St. Louis is a fascinating place with fascinating brands and makers and products. And that's what Sold on St. Louis is we're selling food and clothing and art. And in a lot of cases, now we've got more than 200 local vendors featured in the shop. Many of them have never had a presence in a brick and mortar store before. And so it's been just really, really neat to showcase St. Louis and make that our primary mission inside the shop at the History Museum.
You've already broken one bit of news. Is there any other news you want to break here that there might be an exhibit coming that nobody knows about yet?
So here's what I'll say is this weekend, if you've been to the Missouri History Museum at all in the last 25 years, you have been to our Seeking St. Louis galleries on the second floor of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Those close this weekend. After 25 years open, because we're starting work on a brand new 12,000 square foot journey through St. Louis history called Gallery STL. It's going to be a couple years before that opens. There's a lot of work to do on it, but it's a really, really big step for us and how we share the St. Louis story and introduce people to a St. Louis they've never met.
That's awesome. I am. It's such a beautiful gem. And like you mentioned, if you haven't been in a while, go visit.
Come and see us.
Like I said, I know Judy Garland, the breaking news that her dress is coming back. But I was so excited to see that. If you haven't seen the World's Fair exhibit, it was funny because I was running through Forest Park. That's all I do. So in Forest Park the other day, and I don't know if you had an event or maybe it was a meeting, but I saw getting out of his car, it was Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore heading into the History Museum. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I had seen like Beyonce or Taylor Swift. I was like, yes,
St. Louis celebrity Gabe Gore. Yes.
You are so weird.
Wow. I know. And I did. I was like, because I just.
The appropriate response if you see him is, oh, Circuit Attorney, how are you?
I did.
It's like, oh my God, it's Gabe Gore.
I go, oh my gosh. I said his whole title, Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore.
It's not the Pope.
It's like when you see a friend that you see every day in a different city.
Right.
Like if I see you every day, but if I saw you in Cleveland, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's Chris Raji in Cleveland.
He's in St. Louis. You think he doesn't go anywhere but the courthouse? And what do you think
anyway,
he does?
Go to the history museum. You'll never know who you run into.
Including local celebrities like Gabe Gore.
Talking to Sam Moore from the museum, how's everything going in terms of there's a lot of uncertainty with federal cuts that have been across the country. A lot of national parks have been, you know, hurt by it. And I know some museums have as well.
Sure.
What about the museum here?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly kind of a complex, pretty fraught time if you're in the business of history, if you're in the mm-hmm. business of sharing culture, sharing arts and culture. You know, I think we are incredibly lucky in St. Louis to be in a community that's really, really philanthropic and that also made a conscious decision decades ago to put tax dollars toward making institutions like the zoo, like the art museum, like the history museum free. And so, you know, we certainly saw cuts. We saw about $250,000 in already promised, already budgeted for, in some cases already spending on grants from the federal government that were pulled back. Overall, though, that's about 1% of our annual operating budget, right? That's not something, I don't want to overstate how we've been impacted. Certainly, there are organizations like Missouri Humanities and like the Holocaust Museum here in town who are having a little bit tougher time. You know, overall, I think we're in the business of sharing history and preserving history. One of these grants was going to go toward preserving our textiles collection, our clothing and textiles mm-hmm. collection. That collection includes everything from clothing that was worn by the founders of St. Louis to the flight suit that Charles Lindbergh wore on his 1927 transatlantic flight, to costumes from the Catherine Dunham collection, the kind of matriarch of black dance. These are stories that are important, not just to St. Louis, but to America as a whole. We're going to continue to preserve those stories, regardless of what that federal funding picture looks like, you know, continue to help wherever we can our partners locally.
Do you, I'm imagining when you're talking about preserving clothing, that gets, just from a logistical standpoint, gets more difficult over time because they deteriorate just
does.
By sitting there?
Yeah, clothing is tough. Paper is tough.
Clothing is
tough. Anything organic is tough and not meant to last forever, right? And our job is to figure out how to make it last as long as we possibly can.
I know this is a little bit different. You guys probably have some types of tapes and audio and video mm-hmm. as well, but with the Holocaust Museum, we were talking to them and they lost some of their funding that was used for taking the tapes, the audio and video of Holocaust survivors'
yes.
stories and saying, we got to digitize this
yep.
before they deteriorate. I imagine there are things like that. Audio, video,
film. Film is, and y'all appreciate this being mm-hmm. in media, right? Film is difficult to preserve.
Yeah.
It's also difficult to store because some film is really flammable and quite dangerous,
yeah.
right?
Oh.
And so, yes, we've got a whole media lab. We have a whole media collection. Freezers that we keep really unstable film in. And that's a never-ending process. And the technology, it requires you maintain this kind of legacy technology to be able to read it and transfer it as
well. That's a part of a museum that I don't think most people think about is it's not just you bring a bunch of stuff in and leave it. I mean, you've got to maintain all of it. You don't just let it sit and
right.
hope it stays that way.
Again, this is like something I didn't think of, but like I loved the channel Turner Classic Movies. And they will, you know, ask for funding because all of these old movies, they're deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're literally losing movies that were made in the 30s. And once they're gone, if they have not been preserved, they're gone
right.
forever.
You're right. And that's, you know, the film is incredibly difficult, even more difficult than clothing in many instances to hang on to.
Twilight Thursdays again tonight at the Missouri History Museum, and it's live music, food trucks. You can have a picnic if you want. Go on out there. It is totally free. It's a lot of fun. It happens every Thursday here in May and then again in September. Sam Moore is the Managing Director of Public History for the museum. Thank you for coming in today and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me, guys.